Quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. So you can choose what's right for you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature. Quiets their snores. Sleep Number does that. Sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on Sleep Number limited edition smart beds for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hey everyone, this is David Chalian, the CNN political director, and this is the Daily DC. Thanks so much for listening. Today, we're coming at you from the Union Square Hilton Hotel in San Francisco, where the Democratic National Committee is holding its summer meeting. I want you to hear two different candidates at two different places in their campaigns who spoke and addressed the Democratic gathering here today. Remember, this is state party chairs. These are the party faithful, the activists, the organizers inside the Democratic Party structure throughout the country. And the first candidate I want you to hear is no longer a candidate. Seth Moulton, the Democratic congressman from Massachusetts, bowed out of the presidential race today, announced that he's going to seek re-election to the United States House of Representatives from his congressional district in Massachusetts. But he did so while sort of delivering a stern warning to the Democratic faithful here about how they should be assessing their choices and finding their nominee. Here's Seth Moulton.
But today, I want to use this opportunity with all of you here to announce that I am ending my campaign for president. Though this campaign is not ending the way I had hoped, I am leaving this race knowing that we raised issues that are vitally important to the American people and our future. I couldn't have done any of this without my amazing wife, Liz, and daughter, Emmy, behind me. I couldn't have done it without my extraordinary team, who worked incredibly hard for a long shot candidate because they believed in me, in our mission, like they believe in our country. And I definitely couldn't have done it without everyone who supported me and came out to events and donated and volunteered for this campaign all across the country. Each of you reminds me everywhere and every day of what truly makes America great. From the bottom of my heart, thank you. While this is the end of my campaign, it is certainly not the end of our efforts. I will once again be running for Congress in the 6th District of Massachusetts, my home, and I can't wait to get back at it. I will be relaunching my organization, Serve America, which helped take back the House last cycle by electing 21 service-driven Democrats in tough districts across America. To work with all of you to keep the House, to flip the Senate, and to win back state houses across the country next November. Because those down-ballot races are just as important as a presidential. And most of all, I will be campaigning my ass off for whoever wins our nomination for 2020. Donald Trump is going to be harder to beat than most people think, but we can. And we must beat him because our country, our values, and our future depend on it. As a party, we need to spend these next months doing everything we can to determine who our strongest nominee will be. And as we do so, we can't be distracted by the latest outrage on Twitter or the reality show politics of the day. We need to stay grounded in what it's going to take to win the trust of voters, all kinds of Democrats, independents like Obama-Trump voters, and even disaffected Republicans, and bring the country together around beating the hateful politics of Donald Trump. Because you can be a Democrat or a Republican or an independent, but as an American, you know that we're better than this.
And we're going. The other candidate I want you to hear from is Colorado Senator Michael Bennett. Now, I said he's at a very different place than Seth Moulton in the campaign. He is in the sense that he got to participate in the first two rounds of debates. Seth Moulton did not. But Michael Bennett is clearly not going to make the third debate stage, something he himself said today when he was addressing the Democratic National Committee. And he made sure to, right inside the lion's den, if you will, inside this DNC meeting, Bennett took on the DNC debate rules. And he claims that the party is stifling debate through its rules and the thresholds it's setting so that the debate stage gets more and more limited and the field winnows. Here is Colorado Senator Michael Bennett.
But I gotta be honest, and I say it with love. The DNC process is stifling debate at a time when we need it most. We're rewarding celebrity candidates with millions of Twitter followers, billionaires who buy their way onto the debate stage, and candidates who have been running for president for years. It forces campaigns to force over millions of dollars to Facebook, the same platform that let the Russians interfere in 2016 instead of harnessing the resources to talk to voters. Jay Inslee dropped out of this race this week, not because he didn't qualify, not just because he didn't qualify for the third debate, but because he didn't qualify for the climate change town hall. Think about that for a moment. The climate change candidate didn't qualify for the climate change town hall. If we wanted to be the party that excluded people, we'd be Republicans. These rules have created exactly the wrong outcomes, and they will not help us beat Donald Trump. I'm not going to be on the debate stage next month, but I am going to be out in Iowa and New Hampshire and South Carolina and Nevada building the constituency for change this country needs.
Of the 13 candidates addressing the Democratic National Committee in person, some submitted videos like Joe Biden, Pete Buttigieg, Beto O'Rourke, Tulsi Gabbard, and others. Of the 13 addressing the DNC today, half of them have already made the debate stage. Half of them haven't. One of whom you just heard dropped out, Seth Moulton. One of whom you just heard Michael Bennett complain about the debate rules. This is now sort of a world of the haves and the have-nots as we approach that turn into the fall campaign season after Labor Day. That does it for this edition of the Daily DC. Thank you all so much for listening. Hope you'll tune in again after Labor Day. Daily DC is going on hiatus through the rest of August.
Quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. So you can choose what's right for you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature. Quiets their snores. Sleep Number does that. Sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on Sleep Number limited edition smart beds for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.